Hi, this is Shai Morrison. Welcome to 3 Minutes Devotional. Today, I wanted to talk about ministry vision. Do you have a clear vision for your ministry? Or are you just getting by and going through the motion? Without a vision, you will be stuck where you are and never experience the purpose of your life that God called you to be a part of His kingdom plan. Vision is something that keeps you living, moving, and growing toward the goal that God set on your heart. Without having a clear vision in your path of a ministry life, you will be bored and probably lazy with your life that God meant for more. Proverbs 29 verse 18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed is he." Blessed is he. God-given vision has many scales throughout your lifetime and ministry life. God can't give you a vision at the beginning of your ministry life, a vision that meant for later life. If He did, it could crush your faith or discourage you from following it. So how should you live your life with a God-given vision? Number one, wait for God's appointed time. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 says, "For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay." If God gave you a vision of your ministry life, wait for it until His appointed time comes. God can't change His mind or forget what He has spoken to you. Only He knows the perfect timing for the vision to unfold. Number two, write it down. Again, Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2 says, "And the Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it." When God gives you a vision, you might want to write it with a date and probably a place or a situation when God showed you something in the spirit. It will not only remind you what it is, but it will help you to focus and encourage you to stay in your faith. And number three, avoid the confusion. Jeremiah 23 verse 16 says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. Know the voice of the Lord, and be careful who you are listening to. Some people come and talk to you sincerely, but they could be false prophets who bring confusion to your vision. God is not God of confusion. God's vision always lines up with His word. So until next time, keep growing in His grace.